This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm visiting with Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations at Kansas Wheat. Aaron, can you give us a little rundown on the wheat harvest across Kansas as we wind down for the year?
Well, the end is certainly in sight. The harvest moved fairly rapidly where weather allowed, and we were well ahead of schedule. Still ahead of schedule a little bit, but we've run into some rain issues in the northwest part of the state, of course. It seems like it's been raining every other day in some locations out there, keeping people out of the fields for a few days at a time. And, you know, test weights are taking a hit because of that, even though there are some really outstanding yields in parts of northwest Kansas. The rain isn't helping any, but I think the weather forecast some promise with no rain in the foreseeable future, and so we ought to be able to put this one in the books here in just a matter of days.
Have yields been all over the board depending on where you are?
Yeah, variable, boldface and underline. It's you know, within the same county, within the same section, yields have been quite variable. You know, some depending on planting date or crop rotation, and some varieties shining. But, you know, I think overall people were pleased that we've been able to capture some good yields because of the rains that we get in the fill period when that wheat kernel was filling out and some cool temperatures. And so we've really seen some places where the wheat was average and certainly below average in central Kansas. But, you know, that's a step ahead where a lot of places were last year, which tells you how bad last year was. We're just happy to get out in the fields and harvest a crop this year. And the further northwest you get, the northwest corner of the state along Highway 36, maybe Highway 24 up in that area, really some astounding yields and spots. You know, just perfect ideal weather. So I know those guys are really eager to get the wheat out of the field. I know the corn crop probably looks really good, but at the same time, they really want to finish up harvest.
Well, it seems like when I've been out the comment I heard probably the most was that yields are much better than expected for this year.
Much better than expected is kind of the theme. And, you know, I think it, again, goes to a couple of different things. Number one, we got better stands in the fall, which makes, you know, a huge difference instead of having that wheat come up in the dead of winter, in the spring, having that stand and establishment. And then even though we were pretty dry this spring through a lot of March and April and even into May, having the rain at that right time shows that we've some really good genetics out there, that if we can time the water when it's needed and keep the weather from getting blistering hot, those genetics are going to overperform in some cases and work on filling those wheat heads, you know, maybe putting three berries on per spikelet and really maximizing the potential there. So, you know, you got to have some luck with the weather. You got to have a lot of skill with the farmers doing the proper nutrient management. But, you know, that genetics part is a big piece of it. A few decades ago, the wheat wouldn't have performed as good as it did under the situation it had this year.
Another comment, though, that I've heard is the quality has been fairly consistent for the most part.
Really good. Yeah, we're seeing quality that I think is going to make everybody happy. You know, we've got average protein content. We'll see where the test weights even out with some of that rainfall. But the kernel sizes are good and uniform, so our millers like to see that. Nice big berries that have a nice kernel size to them so they can mill that. And from all accounts that we've seen so far from the millers here in the U.S. that are testing this year's crop out, they're pretty pleased with it. Initial reports on baking quality, you know, it's doing what it's supposed to do. So not only will we exceed expectations maybe in total bushels when all is said and done, but it's going to be a pretty good crop too.
Well, another thing, it doesn't seem like we've had a lot of disease problems this year. There have been some areas that maybe have had some mosaic or stripe rust, but overall not a great deal of disease problems with this crop.
It certainly isn't the worst year we've ever seen. I know we did have some rust, but for the most part, that came on fairly late in most places. Wheat streak wasn't as big of a problem as we feared it might be, although it was in some places. You normally don't like to see it in central and north central Kansas. There's Triticum mosaic virus, which associates itself with wheat streak mosaic virus, and that seemed to be the trouble one this year. You can kind of tell, depending on variety, whether you've got wheat streak or Triticum mosaic, and I think that's going to be one on our radar for the foreseeable future. We're going to have to come up with some new genetics for that. But yeah, you're right. It wasn't a terrible disease year by any means.
And I know Kansas State and the wheat breeders as well are trying to build in some of those genetics, a couple new varieties from Kansas State out this year, and I think producers may look forward to that.
Yeah, I think we're always looking towards better genetics, and I can tell you I've got the advantage of seeing ones that are coming down the pipeline, and I think that streak is going to continue. You know, Kansas farmers are in a good spot where they have a lot of choices because of competition for acres, so they got really good varieties from the private companies to choose from, really good varieties from the public breeding programs, not only in Kansas but in Oklahoma and Colorado. So there is no shortage of choice for farmers, and having that full menu of choices really diversifies your risk a little bit and shows you what the potential is with some of these new genetics when they're managed pretty well.
Well, thank you, Aaron. I've been visiting with Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operation at Kansas Wheat. This is Jim Winger.